Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Being in the midst of Advent and with the Christmas season looming just around the corner, it's easy to be filled with the warm fuzzies of spending time with family and friends, but how do we connect with those we either don't often see or who we may not yet know very well? Alicia LaCroix of Ascension Catholic School in St. Paul is that in Minneapolis? Frequently opens her heart and home to those in her community, and she's with us to share the whys and hows of hospitality. Alicia, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're in Minneapolis, correct?
We're in Minneapolis. You got
it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, well, that's where I wanted to start, and I'm grateful for that clarification there, too. Well, without giving away, you know, we don't need to know your exact address and everything, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your family's decision to move to Minneapolis and what fruits it has brought to you thus far?
Yeah, for sure. I think when we first got married, I have my license in English as a second language, so I wanted to live like with the families that I served. So I think it started with that. But a seed even before that was like, so I grew up Protestant, and at my college, I was part of a group, and we talked a lot about incarnational ministry, which is really relevant for Advent and just like thinking about how Jesus, you know, became one of us and was among us. So I think the seed was planted first there, and then I don't know, we just ended up here. So it was one of the places I first taught, and we never want to leave now. Because the people, like our neighbors, we have people living in our basement, have just really fed our soul just as much as anything that we can do for them. And so it's something that I think we won't trade at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, with people living in your basement, obviously hospitality is something that that you have done and are doing, and I'm guessing will continue to do. What does hospitality mean to you, Alicia? How has Jesus called you specifically to be hospitable, in the ways that you are already practicing it?
I think a big part of it has just been a mindset shift about what is mine. You know, we think of generosity and, like, we want to give enough, but there's really never enough. And it's kind of this realization that everything that I have is a gift anyways. And so it's not like, what of mine do I have to give? It's like, I have all these things. And so who is this thing that I have for? Like, who is Jesus asking me to provide this for? So we definitely see our home that way in terms of like, this is for whoever needs it. Like, we have an extra bed, and if somebody's going to need it, like, this bed is for them. It was prepared for them. I actually learned that the early Christians, like, always had an extra mattress and an extra candle and extra bread for anybody who showed up at their door, like, for Jesus showing up at their door. So I think we kind of just try to keep an open house, an open home, to literally, I mean, when you're in North Minneapolis, people literally can just show up at your door. But it's also just so relational, like, trying to remain in relationship with the neighbors that we know that might need some extra assistance, or single moms who might be struggling at a certain this time of year. And then recently it's just been like connecting some of our relationships with other people in the suburbs, because I can't do it all. And so it's kind of this beauty of pulling others into the mission of serving and loving people in North Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's there's a direct link between hospitality and love, right? I mean, if you're defining hospitality as, well, as you put it, you know, basically when Jesus comes to visit, I mean, there's a way of, I mean, that seems to run deep in the soul of, for instance, Benedictine hospitality, that each member, each visitor is welcomed as Christ himself. Maybe just if you were going to give tips about how we should practice this hospitality, practice this love towards others, any specific things that you would recommend, or ways of beginning? Because not everybody is at that place yet, anyway, where they're willing to, to give up a bed in their house to a stranger or something like that, to someone who needs it. Where might we begin, Alicia?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, for sure, people who know me have started to reach out to me, which has been super beautiful. To kind of feel that community of, like, there are others who wish to serve and are not right next door to these individuals who I know and love right now, and so I've been able to connect people. But I think just a lot of our, like, Catholic organizations, like Mary's Place, Ascension does a lot with just, like, giving out toys. that I know there's right now, there's like refugee programs where you can like sponsor an Afghan refugee family and walk with them for a year. There's just so many programs like that. And I know that like our Catholic organizations too, if you reach out to them and say, I would like to just sponsor a family or sponsor a person, I just think relationship is so important because there's so many places to give toys to, right? Like there's so many places to just donate things to, but to just truly be able to like build a connection with one person who is struggling in a way that we have never experienced before and kind of maintain that relationship. And then it can be a relationship not only of like giving things, but also like praying for that person and supporting them in finding a job or in getting their license or something like that. I just think any way to like truly build a relationship can be so life-changing and so much more fulfilling as well than just dropping things off, even though that's a great gift as well.
Right. And I think that's great. I think that's one of the things that perhaps I can speak for myself, but perhaps many of our listeners too, is that, yeah, we might be ready for the challenge to turn the page from giving of our material resources to an organization, institution, much needed. I mean, I don't want to downplay that, but to this point of, yeah, maybe there needs to be a deeper connection on the personal level between you know, what God has given me to give and the person who's actually going to receive it as well. Just thinking, Alicia, too, about experiences in your own life that have influenced the way you share the gift of hospitality, anything particularly that stands out as whether you've received hospitality yourself or you've seen others who have sacrificed in order to be hospitable to others that has influenced your view of hospitality?
I think that maybe I just had such a great conversion to like the needs of the poor when I was in high school and went to the Dominican Republic and saw like true poverty. And so I think it maybe all stemmed from there, but I have only been Catholic for maybe 6 years now, about give or take. And I think the beauty of just the saintly examples we have has been so inspiring. Obviously Mother Teresa is amazing. I'm just starting to learn about Dorothy Day, and I just learned more and more about Saint Dulce Pontes, who's like known as the Mother Teresa of Brazil, who is in every way just as amazing as those women. And so I think it's part of it is just like this legacy that we have of saints and seeing what they did. And what I've noticed as I've gone into the lives of the saints in the last like few months is that even those saints who we lift up for like, we lift up, who is it, like St. John Vianney for like doing confession for all these hours, and yet he gave so much to the poor. And sometimes we think that it's one or the other. Either we live a life of prayer or we do works of service. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really clear in all of our saints that they all did both. Like they all spent this time, this intimate needed time with Jesus to be filled up, and then they used what they were filled with to go and spread that to others.
That's a fantastic point, and I think that's one of the tips for hospitality too, right, is that we needed to be rooted and grounded in our relationship with the Lord in prayer, and that's when we are probably moved a little bit more to open our, not just our homes, but our lives as well to others who come into our presence. Now, I want to talk a little bit about a form of hospitality that's probably a little bit more common in this time of year, which is when families are grandparents and parents and those sorts of things are opening their homes again to family members. But specifically, there are oftentimes family members that we might not quite see eye to eye with in that sort of thing. And so there might not be a physical vulnerability that comes along with it, but there might be an emotional vulnerability that comes along with it. Any thoughts, especially as we open our homes to family members that may or may not agree with us in terms of our faith or in terms of, our outlook on life, our worldview, that sort of thing, on how we can be still show them Christ-like hospitality?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not an expert at this by any means, but I think being a parent makes it more evident to me every day that I am the first face of Christ that my children see. And so it's just as true with our relatives or our in-laws or the people that we struggle with. And so just to really try to see Jesus in them as well, and also recognize that every moment really is an opportunity for evangelization. It doesn't need to be words. It can just be that true love and that love that doesn't make sense. We certainly have people in our family who try to push buttons about faith. And so just to like continue loving and, you know, never ceasing is a beautiful testament to that, just that constant testament of what the love of Christ looks like. Our family has also, I teach catechesis of the Good Shepherd. So I think the last couple years we've done a prayer service with our children at Christmas, and we have, you know, agnostics in our family. Okay. So just the beauty of like, this is so important. We can't leave this out, because sometimes that gets lost on the days of Christmas. Like, we're so wrapped up in the food and the presents and the events that we make time for Mass, of course, but we kind of lose the liturgy in our home at that moment. And so just finding ways to continue to like honor the birth of Christ who became one of us in that moment in a way that still respects those who may not believe, but also shows the importance of what we celebrate at this time.
Right. I love that. We lose the liturgy in our home at that moment. It's very true. I mean, we see it happen time and time again. And it struck me as you were just speaking just then, Alicia, about there's a pretty profound element of trust that's going on when we're talking about hospitality, right? I mean, when we're opening it, and I love what you said about, you know, we're viewing, you've been led to view the things that you have as not yours, but more that you're a steward of something that God has given. And so asking the question, who is this for? Nonetheless, as a parent, I mean, you brought this up, that you're a parent, and so you're the first face of Christ that your children see, but you're also responsible for looking after their physical well-being, their emotional well-being, their spiritual well-being, and that sort of thing. And hospitality, what about those who would say hospitality, actually opening our doors and opening our homes to others? Yeah, it could be, especially others we don't know well, it could endanger our children's physical, emotional, spiritual well-being. What would you say to that?
Yeah, you know, I think the word you said, trust, is always, you know, right there as any parent, like with anything, right? There's risks in everything we do. But I think for me, it seems like the risk of not exposing my children to others who don't look like them or haven't had the same type of life as them is more important than the risk of some, you know, potential like injury to them. Because I just know how important it is for them to see that these things are not ours and that this home is not ours and that anybody is welcome. And we have had some individuals who I'm sure most people wouldn't be that comfortable with. It's funny living in North Minneapolis how then we have people be like, well, yeah, there's criminals everywhere. And it's like, well, I mean, for me, there's technically a criminal in my basement, but I trust him with my children. Like, there's this kind of piece of encounter and just having to truly see people as people who are broken just like I am. And if I had been raised in the same situation, I would probably be just as broken, maybe even more so. So there's kind of this, like, there's always this balance, right? It's prudence. Like, I want to protect my children physically, but I also want to protect them spiritually. And I really feel like part of protecting them spiritually is giving them the opportunity to see poverty and to know, especially in this American culture and this more middle-class kind of mindset that we have in a lot of our churches, to just like truly recognize that everything is gift, so that they don't grow up thinking that they deserve more toys or more money or they deserve the best of something, and that instead they see that others deserve the best of them and of our things and of what we have.
Wow. A profound lesson to be learned at a young age, to be sure. So I love that. That's great. Yeah, well, Alicia, it's been a joy having you on the program. I do want to ask, are there any specific resources when it comes into regards to hospitality and opening one's home to others, or to learning to grow in our stewardship of God's good gifts, or learning to love others? Any you know, books, articles, websites, podcasts, even passages of Scripture that stick out to you as these are good places to go to learn more about hospitality?
I'm sure there's so many things. One super inspirational book for us was Happy Are You Poor? By Father Thomas Dubé. I need to go back to it probably every year, because even though I I'm like working on generosity. I know I'm still not there. And I've been reading a few of like the Catholic Worker, just like articles that they put out, like things by Dorothy Day have been super inspirational. And I think maybe just a radical mindset on money. Like I started listening to a New Polity podcast on Good Money, which is out of Steubenville, which is just turns everything we think about what is ours and what our good use of money looks like on its head and kind of does this thing where I am just a steward of it. And what radical thing is God asking me to do with my money, even if the world thinks that I'm crazy? So those are some places to start, I suppose, but there's probably so much more.
Yeah, that's right. Well, foolishness to the Jews and a stumbling block to Gentiles, or however it is anyway, that seems to be the way of the cross of Christ anyway. So God bless you. And if the world thinks you're crazy, you might just be doing something right. So Alicia, thank you so much. Alicia LaCroix on hospitality here during the Advent and Christmas season, especially, and how we can be good stewards of God's gifts. Alicia, thank you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, continue on the good hospitable work.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you know what? There's still lots more to come here on Practicing Catholic. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what makes Advent an especially great time to revisit the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Father Paul Hedman is with us just around the corner, so stay with us.